Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day despite great divisions concerning the issue of the border. Yet another Democrat says the border is secure, but what the hell does that mean? If you still have people entering the United States who, without authorization, and where they are not interviewed by federal officials, it's very, very different than what people envision as a secure border. One of the items in which Americans don't disagree, one of the items in which we seem to have a united nation, is the idea that it's a good thing to reduce the flow of unauthorized people in this country. And yes, some of it has to do with the flow of drugs, the flow of criminals occasionally, but a great deal of it just has to do with law and order, which is at its very core the most persuasive issue, it seems to me, in this election, working on behalf of Republicans. We have a race for the King County prosecutor here in Seattle, which is basically about that issue. Are we going to enforce laws? Are we going to have a country that is living under rule of law? Or is chaos the alternative? And the idea that anyone benefits from chaos, that this is something that is worthwhile for anyone, and this is, again, an attempt to try to get at least some constructive focus, which I hear from neither side at all, some constructive focus on the problem of immigration and illegal immigration in particular, but immigration in general, because you can't detach the two. And the problem we talked about yesterday with people who apply for asylum status, and even the people who have the best bid for asylum status, like all those people from Venezuela, there's 6.8 million people who have fled Venezuela, minimum. They think it could be much higher than that because of a dictatorial communist regime by Nicolas Maduro, and who is a thug and a creep and a dictator and an evil guy, as Fidel Castro was, as his successors in Cuba are, and very much as Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua is. And by the way, there was just data that was collected along with the information about the new 2 million arrests at the border in this fiscal year of people with no authorization at all to come into the country. That situation, the people from Mexico and Central America, Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador in particular, the people who have been coming from those countries have been replaced. They have. You've heard of replacement theory? The majority of people now who are coming in are not Mexican and they're not El Salvadoran. They are Venezuelan and they are Nicaraguan. And they are Cuban, people who are fleeing communist dictatorships. And this is a Democratic representative, Ro Khanna, who is repeating the mantra that only Kamala Harris could possibly believe, that the border right now is secure exactly the way we want it to be. This is clip 12.
Look, I think we can do more to secure the border, but what that looks like
is it secure?
It's secure, but we can make it securer. I mean,
I'm sorry, Congressman. How is it secure when 2.35 million people by the 31st of this month will have come across the border illegally?
Well, there are more border agents down there, in my view, by the numbers, than were even there under President Obama or President Bush. So, but why is it not secure? Let's have an honest conversation. One of the reasons is you have employers here saying, come work for us. People are trying to come across the border. They're coming without the paperwork, and many of them want to go back, but there's no process, and this is why we had a Gang of Eight.
When he's talking about the Gang of Eight, he's talking about senators, by the way, who included Lindsey Graham at that time. I don't think he's in that position anymore, who were working for meaningful immigration reform. They were led by John McCain. I believe Joe Lieberman was also a member of the Gang of Eight. They were people who actually were trying constructively to improve a broken immigration system, which, by the way, was not fixed under President Trump. I just looked this up earlier today, and it's a historical view of the Trump administration, and it's done by the Pew Research Service using all government figures about the border. And during the Obama administration, the second half of the Obama administration, illegal immigration apprehensions at the U.S.-Mexico border actually went down. And they went down from about 400,000 down to about 380,000. And during the Trump administration, they went up sharply. More apprehensions at the U.S.-Mexico border, and they went up more than doubled between the beginning of the Trump administration and the end. There was no dramatic reduction of illegal immigration under Trump. And you could say, well, that's because he didn't finish his wall. Now there are claims, reports that President Biden is going to allow further work on the wall. And again, I would think that people would be applauding that by and large, because if you believe the wall is the answer, and the wall could be part of an answer, but it's not going to be an answer by itself. And President Trump's record on immigration, the Southwest border apprehensions more than doubled in 2019, which, of course, was the second to last year of the Trump administration, driven by increase in families. Then in 2020, the election year, the apprehensions of the border crossings and the flow of illegals went down dramatically. Why? Because of the pandemic! And it wasn't because there were apprehended more people, it was because there were fewer jobs. Basically, we were struggling to allow native-born Americans and people who've been working at jobs for a long time to keep those jobs. So the idea that somehow this is a brand new Biden problem, simply not true. It's been a problem for a very long time, and certainly was a problem during the Trump administration. Now, does that mean that I think Biden has been doing a good job on immigration? He's been doing an awful job on immigration. He's doing a job that pleases no one. He hasn't kept any of his promises regarding Dreamers, regarding people who were brought here as children and raised in this country. Many of them, they now say 15% of all the Dreamers are college graduates. And again, some of whom, I guess, will be benefiting from the student loan forgiveness program. By the way, there is new polling that shows that is a disaster for Joe Biden. If his intention was to make himself more popular, he has misfired horribly. People hate the idea. And by the way, majority of Democrats, too, hate the idea of some people who have been unable or unwilling to repay their college loans to have the money provided by the federal government up to $20,000 apiece. Biden's DEA administrator, Ann Milgram, and this is part of the Biden administration, notices that part of what is going on the border is cartels that are taking responsibility for pushing fentanyl into this country and killing Americans. Wait till you hear what she admits. And then the question of a sheriff wanting to go after Ron DeSantis for the famous flight to Martha's Vineyard. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Michael Medved show. The problem with the border is acute, and somehow the idea of busing people to Chicago and New York or flying people to Martha's Vineyard does not seem to have solved any of our problems with border security. And by the way, they're not even intended to solve our problems with border security. I mean, you think people who are desperate to come into the United States, and in some cases have walked for literally hundreds of miles, thousands of miles in some cases, do you think people like that are going to say, oh, gosh, when I cross the border, Ron DeSantis is going to put me on a private plane and take me to a really scenic island off the coast of Massachusetts? And, I mean, really? This is something to deter illegal immigration? The DEA administrator, Drug Enforcement Administrator, Ann Milgram, is talking about two cartels in Mexico that are responsible for tens of thousands of dead Americans because of pushing fentanyl across the border. That's one very important reason that border security is a genuine issue that needs to be grappled by both parties.
Sunday's Fentanyl Prevention Day, as you noted, and it is so important, I think, to have public awareness and to be talking about what is happening in our country. So what we see happening at DEA is essentially that there are two cartels in Mexico, the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco New Generation cartel, that are killing Americans with fentanyl at catastrophic and record rates like we have never seen before. And those cartels are acting with calculated, deliberate treachery to get fentanyl to the United States and to get people to buy it through fake pills, by hiding it in other drugs, any means that they can take in order to drive addiction and to make money.
And look, if that doesn't demonstrate what Ro Khanna won't admit, what Kamala Harris won't admit, the border is not secure. If the border were secure, you would put as much person power as required to stop the flow of fentanyl. And again, when you're talking about two different cartels, one of the things that President Trump talked about but never got around to doing really was some kind of joint operation, because Mexico suffers from these cartels. The cartels are not popular in Mexico, and they're not popular with the political class. They're not popular with the populace. And going after the cartels is, it seems to me, an obvious priority, and it should be for both parties. Ron DeSantis was asked why it is that the state of Florida was committing some $12 million. They spent $600,000 on the two flights to Martha's Vineyard for 38 immigrants from Venezuela. They all apparently were from Venezuela. And Governor DeSantis was asked a very good question. Why should Florida pay for transporting migrants from Texas? Why should that be paid for by Florida instead of letting Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, pay for it himself? This is clip 15.
The problem is we're not seeing mass movements of them into Florida. So you end up with a car with maybe two, and if we know that that's illegal and there's someone that's kind of smuggling, then committing crime, then you can do arrest. There have been drug seizures. But that's not effective enough to stop the mass migration, but it's just coming in onesie-twosies. So we've had people on the border for last summer. We've done a lot of intelligence, and everyone down there will say between a third and 40% of the people coming across are seeking to end up in Florida. And so we have to go and figure out, okay, who are those people likely to be? And if you can do it at the source and divert to sanctuary jurisdictions, the chance they end up in Florida is much less.
Okay, in other words, what he's saying is reading the minds of these people from Venezuela, yes, we can prevent them from going to Florida by dropping them off in Massachusetts. Really? What about, do they intend to stay in Massachusetts? There's no indication that they do, though apparently a number of churches and social agencies on Martha's Vineyard have been helping to accommodate these people. They're being moved, I believe, to a new military facility where they have some housing to take care of the people temporarily. But the idea of trying to determine in advance people who may travel, what is it, 1,000 miles from Texas to Florida, from San Antonio to Florida, and it's better and cheaper and a good investment of the people's money in Florida? Well, not according to the Sheriff Javier Salazar of Behar County. He had a news conference yesterday saying that his office is investigating whether the migrants were the victims of a crime, saying they were lured under false pretenses. Apparently they were told there were jobs waiting for them in Massachusetts if they just get on the plane. There was a woman named Perla who wanted to hire them all. I happen to remember that because I once had an aunt named Perla. But in any event, many migrants said they agreed to fly from San Antonio to the Massachusetts island after being promised jobs, but there was no work waiting for any of them. This is Sheriff Salazar talking about opening his criminal investigation into Governor DeSantis and his migrant flights. This is clip 10.
We are opening up a case with an investigation with regard to the suspected activities involving the 48 migrants from Venezuela that, as we understand it at this point, the facts of the case at this point, are that on Wednesday, September 14th, here in Bexar County in the city of San Antonio, our understanding is that a Venezuelan migrant was paid a what we would call a bird dog fee to recruit approximately 50 migrants from the area around a migrant resource center on San Pedro here in San Antonio. As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard, again, under false pretenses is the information that we have, that they were promised work, they were promised the solution to several of their problems. They were taken. They were to Martha's Vineyard from what we can gather for nothing, for little more than a photo op, video op.
Okay, the idea that there's going to be a prosecution surrounding this by the sheriff of Behar County in Texas, I doubt it. It's going to go anywhere, and it shouldn't go anywhere. Frankly, this is an example of the politicization of the judicial process, which is bad in every regard, whoever is the target. We will be right back from the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Since President Biden took office, the southern border has seen illegal immigrants coming into the country in record high amounts, with the U.S. Border Patrol reporting three times as many encounters under the Biden administration than the Trump administration. The president explains why Border Patrol is so overwhelmed.
There are fewer immigrants coming from Central America and from Mexico. This is a totally different circumstance. What's on my watch now is Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. And the ability to send them back to those states is not rational.
Nearly four dozen people are facing charges in what's being described as the largest pandemic relief fraud scheme charged to date. They're tied to a Minnesota-based nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. The alleged scheme was worth a quarter of $1 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, a couple of emails came in, both on the same subject, both very angry at me. So let me get right to them. One came in from Chris in Linwood, Washington. And Chris says they more than doubled, meaning the illegal crossings into the United States under Trump, because South Americans and many of the globalist leaders were paying for caravans of people to come up to the southern border using flatbed semi-trucks, Michael Medved. There were millions of people that got shuttled across Mexico during Trump's administration to further destroy the United States. Immigrants have literally said that it is Biden. That is why they are up here in many interviews. You are so biased against Donald Trump, it makes you sound and look foolish. The amount of immigration that happened under Donald Trump was a planned invasion by Democrats to give Donald Trump and his administration a headache and flood the president with problems like illegal immigration so he couldn't focus on his agenda. I thought immigration was the top of his agenda. That's kind of what he said. You're so short-sighted, Michael Medved, it is disgusting. There's tons of evidence that left-wing organizations were paying truck companies in Mexico to carry thousands of migrants up to the border in order to give Donald Trump's administration a hard time on immigration. Okay, what was the point then if this was actually all sponsored by evil people in South America. Actually, there are more South American immigrants now, much more, because they're coming from Venezuela. That's South America. But okay, what's the point of building a wall and spending what I think President Trump eventually got, $9 billion? It was something like that. It was serious change to add to the wall that already existed, left over from the Bush administration. And by the way, and Biden is going to be adding to that wall now, too. But if the entire thing is people being carried over in flatbed trucks, that's actually not what the history shows. What the history shows is that the big increase under the Trump administration was not single unaccompanied adults who, it was families. It was people coming in with their kids. And they weren't coming in mostly on trucks. They were coming in and walking across Mexico. And one of the successes Trump had was he actually negotiated with the Mexican government to try to turn people away when they came to the southern border of Mexico. But the point is that it didn't work. And that was the only thing that I was saying. I wasn't, and by the way, there's the next email that came in, it's shorter, from John in California. He says, the idea that the border is not orders of magnitude worse under President Biden sounds like flat earth and 9/11 truther territory. Citing comparative apprehension stats between administrations doesn't make sense, since one administration was interested in stopping illegal immigration and the other clearly is not. Even liberal sources are admitting the border is almost an open board. Okay. Look, I have no interest in showing that President Trump was worse than Joe Biden. I think the situation on the border is terrible. It's chaotic. It's there is no order or law at the border right now. It's a mess. But it was also a mess under Trump. And that's the point. In other words, the idea that people have that any president, and this is something we talked about with President Bush, we talked about with President Obama, we talked about it with President Clinton, the huge uptick in immigration, the biggest uptick in immigration, illegal immigration, was under President Clinton. There's no doubt about that. And the truth of the matter is that right now, people have the idea that the president can give some speeches or do rallies talking about building a wall and getting Mexico to pay for it. Does anybody think that Mexico really paid for it? Or that the point being that the wall, incomplete as it is, may have reduced immigration in some quarters, some sectors of the border, but it did not reduce it overall. The immigration levels, and you can blame it on globalists from South America if you want, but the immigration level overall got even worse under President Trump than it was under President Obama. Now, it may be worst of all under President Biden, and he has been very reluctant to send clear messages and to send a very clear message, don't come. You remember all that they were arguing about, what the Biden administration would say? But the need here is to fix an immigration system, and you only do that by basically making it impossible for people who are crossing the border illegally to work. And you only do that in part by allowing more people to cross legally so they can fill the jobs that need to be filled right now. One of the reasons that the border is such an explosive and horrible issue and that Biden is doing such a lousy job with it is because, unlike during the pandemic, which was the last year of the Trump administration, there are jobs available now. And it's very hard, even under the best of circumstances, and I'm not saying that the Biden administration has been anything like the best of circumstances, to basically stop people from coming north and risking everything to try to get to a country where they might find work, especially given the conditions of countries like Venezuela and Nicaragua and Cuba right now. Meanwhile, there is the question of the economy in general. And finally, you get someone from the White House, Jared Bernstein, who's the president's economic advisor, was on with Martha McCallum of Fox News. And they got a pretty tough exchange, which I don't think Bernstein won. This is clip 11.
But here's the number over the course of the presidency, from 1.4% inflation to 8.3%. So the number has absolutely spiked over the 24-month period of the Biden presidency.
I don't think you'll hear any White House economist or policy analyst saying Americans should feel good about inflation. In fact, we know inflation is a significant challenge to households, and that's why we've done so much to try to help. Now, you talked about everything spiking. Well, in fact, gas prices have of course spiked in the other direction. They're down $1.30 per gallon.
But they're still $1.30 higher than they were when the president took office.
I let you ask your question. Please let me give you my answer. So,
still higher.
About $1.34 down. That's a savings of about $70 per month for the average driver. And so that's some real breathing room. But we also have helped to make sure that goods are getting through the ports, getting from ship to shelf. Shelves are stocked the way they were before the pandemic. And then there's the Inflation Reduction Act, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, of insulin for seniors, of health care, of energy. And you know what the Republicans' top priority is? To repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. Martha, that's the same thing as saying our top economic priority is
to
increase
healthcare
costs.
Well, they don't want to pour any more money into the economy.
Okay, and part of what they're talking about repealing those portions of the Inflation Reduction Act that are talking about increasing taxes. And again, if you want to damage the U.S. economy, take a look at the states that have done best during this rocky economic period, the states that people want to move to. By the way, like Florida, they tend overwhelmingly to be low-tax or no-tax states, and not the states that are constantly raising taxes like California and New York and New Jersey that are losing population very directly. It's only through immigration that California doesn't have an absolute negative in terms of its population situation. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
And on the Michael Medved Show, some updates on some of the elections that we will be deciding. Coming up just this November, there is a one Senate campaign that is in definite trouble. And it's a Senate campaign of a Democrat who is running in Iowa. He's running as Charles Grassley, who's 89 years old. That's not a joke. He really is 89 years old. Okay, Senator Grassley is ahead in all the polls, but now it looks like his opponent, who is a retired admiral named Mike Franken, is having a kind of an Al Franken moment, if you will. I don't think there's any relation between them at all. But the Democratic candidate is accused by a recently resigned member of his staff of having forcibly grabbed her and kissed her on the mouth without her permission. That is an incident report filed with the Des Moines Police Department. The Senate candidate says the allegations are unwarranted. He did not have much of a chance of beating Senator Grassley in Iowa anyway, but this probably is not a good moment for his campaign. And then there's another Democrat who many people actually believed in. He almost beat Ted Cruz in running for the U.S. Senate in Texas, what is it, 4 years ago. Okay, now Beto O'Rourke is running against Greg Abbott, and he's getting slaughtered. He had been close at one point. There was, I think he had come within 4 points of competing with Greg Abbott. Now it's Abbott, 47%, Beto O'Rourke, 38%. Third-party candidates getting 6%. The undecided, only 2%. Okay, with the undecided so low, that means, yes, a lot of people really like Governor Abbott, and a lot of people really dislike Beto O'Rourke. Now, a Republican who isn't doing that well is Dan Cox. I don't know if you remember him. He is very much a stolen election guy, and very much a Trump-endorsed, Trump-team guy who won the nomination in a primary upset in Delaware. And this is where the Democratic candidate is a guy named Wes Moore. He's a black guy who is an acclaimed author and thinker, and he is winning in Maryland. Did I say Delaware? I shouldn't have. They're next to each other, but this is a Maryland poll. Wes Moore is beating State Delegate Dan Cox 53% to 31%, so 22 points. And meanwhile, in Georgia, there's an Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll that shows that Republicans generally in Georgia are doing great. Brian Kemp is beating Stacey Abrams by 8 points. And Herschel Walker is ahead of Raphael Warnock by only 2 points, but he's still ahead. And in fact, Warnock is the only Democrat on the statewide ticket who is within the margin of error. They also say this over at Hotline, where they give you all the latest updates on how things are going. The Democrats are investing in one thing. It's the first letter of the alphabet. A is for abortion. That's their big obsession. Democrats are pumping an unprecedented amount of money into advertisements related to abortion rights, underscoring how central the message is to the party in the final weeks before the November midterm elections. With the most intense period of campaigning only just beginning, Democrats have already invested more than an estimated $124 million this year in television advertising about abortion. That's more than twice as much money as the Democrats' next top issue this year, which is character, and almost 20 times more than Democrats spent on abortion-related ads in the 2018 midterms. Now, remember, 2018 midterms, the Democrats also won. That was when they won control of the House. Television advertising data reveals that Republicans, too, have invested millions of dollars in abortion messaging, but most of those ads ran during the primary phase of the campaign this spring and summer, as Republican candidates touted their anti-abortion credentials. The number of Republican ads aired referencing abortion has gone down each month since May. And that's because of a recognition that while a majority of voters on the Republican side of things tend to be pro-life, among the population in general, it's a different distribution. And speaking of a different distribution, Hillary Clinton, reflecting on women's rights, makes a fairly outrageous statement about the state of things in the country where she was born and raised and where she still lives and still plays a political role. This is clip 13.
When Madeline and I traveled to Beijing in 1995 and I declared that human rights are women's rights and women's rights are human rights, it never occurred to me that the statement would continue to be controversial more than 25 years later. But here we are in a world and in a country where there is growing pushback against women's advancement and progress. As the tide shifts toward more authoritarianism, more nationalism, more populism, very often, the first targets for leaders who are promoting that kind of demagoguery are women and our rights. Now, the pandemic exacerbated this. It pushed women out of the workforce. It unraveled decades of hard-fought progress. And then the Supreme Court revoked our rights when it overturned Roe v. Wade.
Okay, what's outrageous about this is suggesting that the essence of women's rights is abortion. It talks about when she visited China with Madeleine Albright. Okay, when she visited China with Madeleine Albright, China was one of the leading abortion providers in the world. They forced abortions because they had that one child policy at the time. That was devastating to women's rights. And the notion that the most sacred of women's rights has to do with terminating a pregnancy, I think Hillary's going to have a tough time persuading majorities in this country. Maybe they'll have a easier time persuading people to see the latest film with John Hamm, made famous by Mad Men, of course. It is a comedy called Confess Fletch.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A former investigative journalist played by John Hamm becomes a suspect in multiple murders while trying to investigate the mysterious disappearance of his girlfriend's father's art collection in the comedy mystery Confess, Fletch, now playing in theaters.
Who killed this young woman?
I think the victim interrupted an art theft.
You're a bit of a shady character, Mr. Fletcher.
But I am adorable.
And if you don't find John Hamm adorable, there's nothing to recommend in this movie. Other than the glib, wisecracking protagonist, there's no one to like or even care about, and Marcia Gay Harden is wasted as an aging, one-time Italian bombshell. It's rated R, mostly for brief, graphic sex scenes, and I'll confess right now that Confess Fletch is frankly forgettable and earns only 2 stars. And next time on the Michael Medved Show, some 4-star commentary provided by Elliot Cohen. He writes that Putin is cornered. The West faces a simple choice. Reduce aid to Ukraine and deliver Russia a victory, or else finish the job we've started with our Ukrainian allies. We'll talk to Elliot Cohen next time. We'll also talk about a shocking statement from the UN Secretary General, who said our world is in peril. Thank you, Captain Obvious. And there's a case made in Atlantic, and a case passionately made by a woman who says that separating sports by sex doesn't make sense. We ought to have mixed male-female teams for basketball, football, every sport. And then there is a report that robots are here. Remember how we've been told that AI is coming? Well, robots are here. And what are they doing? They're making you French fries. Is that all? We'll get to that and to much more covering this imperiled world. Thank you, Secretary General, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.